Compass FM. It is my pleasure to welcome into the studio again Julie Best, Community Wellbeing North Canterbury Trust. How are you?
Good morning. It's lovely to be here as always.
It's very good to have you here. We're coming to the end of the Winter Wellbeing series with the Community Wellbeing North Canterbury Trust. We've had a lot of fun with this.
And
not only having a lot of fun, but also actually learning ourselves.
Wonderful.
The wellbeing tips, they're very easy.
Good.
And they're easy to follow.
Wonderful.
And we've had a good response from the listeners out there enjoying the opportunity to identify.
Wonderful.
What is good.
Well, and that's what we were hoping for, that, you know, it's one of those things that unless we actually talk about it and bring it into our consciousness, that we just go about doing what we get up and do each day.
Yeah.
But actually, we really need to take care of our own well-being, and particularly in winter.
And that's what we're talking about today, self-care. The self-care for us, we were just talking briefly off air before. I'm one of these ones that do tend to look after other people. And I don't tend to look after myself all that, within reason. That's actually not really the best way of doing it.
No, it's not. It's not. We've really got to look after ourselves. So anything we can do that, you know, it's the old fill your bucket thing, Kerry. You know, what fills your bucket? What tops you up?
Yep.
You know, you can't run on empty. You know, you did that with your car. Stop putting petrol or diesel in it. Eventually it's going to sputter and come to a fault.
Yes.
An absolute stop, isn't it?
Yep.
So we need to look after ourselves. So anything you can do that does that, doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be time consuming, can be as simple as, you know, on a day like today where we do actually have a bit of sunshine, although it's fairly brisk out there, taking your cuppa outside and being in the sunshine for 5 minutes.
And the cuppa tastes different.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Isn't it funny?
And it's same when you're eating something as
well.
It tastes different.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so simple to do.
And,
you know, put the cup down after you've had it and then go for a walk down to the end of the block.
Exactly. That's right.
Very, very
simple.
So it's,
you know, all those sorts of things that you do. And the real trick is, as you say, we often look out for others before we look after ourselves, but you've really got to fill your own cup up before taking care of others, because, you know, it's no good if you're empty.
Absolutely. Yeah. So take time to do things that you enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
A bit of a hobby activity. Do something slightly different. Not so long ago, I had to do a wee bit of rehab, and something that I did that was a wee bit different that I thoroughly enjoyed was build model planes.
Yes. Yeah.
And I haven't built a model plane for 50 years. 40. but then I started building them, and it was actually really enjoyable.
Yeah. And there is a, you know, they are sort of saying, think of something that you did like to do when you were younger, when you were a kid.
Mm.
Do it again. That's why the adult colouring in books took off, because all of us that liked colouring in when we were kids, thought, I'll do that, and, you know, buy some nice pens or pencils and just sit there and colour in for a bit.
Yep.
And again, it's about stopping so that your batteries can recharge and just giving yourself a bit of time, showing some kindness and compassion to yourself in the way that we all do to others. We're always kinder to others than we are ourselves.
That's possibly one of the biggest winter wellbeing tips that we've got going.
Oh, I think so, because it applies to everyone. Doesn't matter what your age is, where you are, what your situation is. And some people are living in really tricky situations, but if you can carve off just a few minutes to just stop and take a breath.
Yeah.
That's self-care. You know, people think that self-care is, oh, I've got to go for a massage No. I mean, that's lovely if you can.
Mm.
Great.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, those people who are winning the mini group passes to Hamnall Springs thermal pools and spa, they're going to have the ultimate self-care experience with their whānau, which is lovely.
Absolutely.
But, you know, also around self-care, it's about, you know, asking for help when you need it.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that you're weak. It actually takes a bit of strength to do that.
Mm.
Forgiving yourself for things, really hard to do.
Yeah.
And setting some boundaries, you know, it's okay to say no, or no, not today, but I might tomorrow.
What are one or two of the myths around, or misunderstandings around self-care?
Well, one of them sort of linked to what you were talking about, spending time with others first. It's that idea that if I do that, I'm selfish.
Yeah.
You know, I can't make time for myself because I've got to look after the kids, or I've got to do this at work, I've got to, you know, I've I've got to, and there's always shoulds. I should be. Yeah. But in fact, you're not being selfish, because if you don't look after yourself, you haven't got the energy to do anything else. So it's about taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. so that you can take care of those you want to take care of.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So that's a real myth, and it's really tricky for people. And you know, and I've said to, when I've been working with some counselling clients, if you feel that it's selfish to be doing that for you, then reframe that. So I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for the kids.
Yes. Or even though you are looking after you, but you are looking after you, so you can.
Ultimately for them. And that sometimes sits a bit better with people. So that's a real myth. The other one is that it has to be time consuming. Like I said before, it has to be something big and major, not just time consuming, but dollar consuming. It doesn't. If you just take a moment and check in with yourself, how am I feeling? What do I need right now? Actually, what I need is a walk around the block, or I need a cuppa, or I need to go to the loo. You know, just that. That is self-care. Yeah. And then the other idea is that it's a one-off thing, a thing you do now and then, like the bigger things, like the massage, or the go for a run, or, you know, take a holiday. It doesn't have to be a one-off. In fact, it shouldn't, and there is a should in there, it shouldn't be a one-off, because you've got to be doing it all the time, just looking after yourself.
That's
really important.
Exactly. And maybe that is the theme for today's winter well-being tip. We'll get you to listen out for that maybe a wee bit later.
That's
on
right.
Because some of these tips that you and the team have come up with, Julie, is connect with your community, be active in the community, keep learning, don't just go home, sit on the couch and watch TV. You know, sleep is one of the most important things for winter well-being, isn't
it? Most important, and a real, you know, and a good way of giving yourself some self-care. You know, it's okay to have a wee nap in the afternoon, at the weekend, or other days if you're not working. Or it's okay to do that, and in fact, it's necessary. It's how we help recharge, how we give our brain some downtime.
Yeah.
Sometimes really hard thing to do, sleep.
Tell me about it. When you get home late at night and have to get up early in the morning, there's always that pressure.
That's
there.
Right.
There is always that pressure there.
Yeah.
Oh, look, this has been absolutely wonderful. We've thoroughly enjoyed working with the Community Wellbeing North Canterbury, and of course with the Hanmer Pools and Spas.
Hanmer Pools have been wonderful, haven't they?
As
they'll
always come on board big time, and that's absolutely fantastic for the team up there. We will be playing another winter wellbeing tip today. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it's going to be playing, the same one is going to be playing about four more times today. It will be your last chance to win the mini group pass to Hanmer Springs. It's valued almost on $100. It gives you, have you ever been into the pools up in Hanmer?
I have. They're fabulous.
I've never been in the pools. I'm one of these people that doesn't do that sort of thing. But they're so popular.
They are. And they are very relaxing. I haven't been into them for a while. Funnily enough, used to always go when we were younger, and then when I lived in Hanmer for a while many moons ago, never went.
Isn't that incredible?
Pools. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I live right beside a KFC. Don't go there.
Well, that's another whole ball game, isn't it?
Totally.
That could be self-care. It depends how you look at it.
Well, if you identify the tip, you'll get entry to the thermal pools for two adults up to three children aged 5 to 15, and that gives you access to all 22 outpour pools and the slides. How does that sound?
That's fabulous, isn't it? And if you've got little ones under 5, they're free.
There it is too. Yeah,
they're good.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Brilliant stuff. Julie Best, Community Wellbeing North Canterbury Trust. Thanks for getting involved with Compass, and we'll keep in contact.
Absolutely. Look forward to
it. Keep listening out for those tips. Compass FM.